Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all blessed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And, Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article about turmeric. And it says that how this spice, turmeric, along with chamomile tea and pomegranate, is used to fight COVID-19. So it looks like there's some old-fashioned remedies that are being brought out again to fight the disease by boosting the immune system. Your thoughts about that?
Well, it's interesting. I actually use pomegranate powder in my slush in the morning. I think pomegranate is one of the great immune boosters.
Okay, and what I've been reading is that the coloring of these fruits, the phytochemicals, if you will, those are the components that give fruit and vegetables and spices and herbs their colors and their flavors. So it's been shown over decades that these spices and vegetables and herbs and fruit that are rich in phytochemicals help the digestive system as well. So it seems to me, just intuitively, that improving the digestive system would improve our ability to fight off disease by improving our immune system. Is that the way it works?
The gut is actually stronger than the brain in many respects, especially in relation to the immune system.
And over the years, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so, you've mentioned that, you know, the more colorful, the darker the onions, the more red the onions, rather than, white onions, better for you. The darker the lettuces, the more purple the lettuce, rather than just light green, the better for you. The more colorful, the darker the colors, the better for you. And is that because of the phytochemicals?
Yes.
Okay. And so does that pertain to fruit as well? Darker
absolutely.
Fruits?
Fruit, vegetables, everything.
Okay. So for example, an orange is a deeper color than, let's say, a lemon.
Right.
Right? Is it? So an orange would be better for us. Just
or
on just from that.
Better.
right, because that's even darker. Okay. All right. Let's see. We've got Lee in Ohio. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hello, gentlemen. Dr. Shealy, I got a question for you, and I'd like to ask Mr. Vince a question also. But with the vitamin D, I got 2,000 units. Can I double up or triple up on that to make that 50,000 units once a week?
You know, basically, if you weigh 140 pounds or more, you ideally need 10,000 units a day.
Good. Good. Let's see, and that's about, I'm really close to that 140, 145, maybe 50, I don't know. I've been suffering with some chronic pain for like decades, and I didn't even know there was such a term as chronic pain, and I tend to think it's a gut issue, but it was a multiple thing, either bowel movement or bladder. And I, you know, you take a 110-year-old person, wrinkled skin. Well, that's kind of how my stomach was for about a decade. And that I tend to think was just urine, you know, blockage. Back up something, because I was going all the time and hurting and just, you know, past kidney stones and all that kind of stuff. Can't figure out what it is. And this gut thing that you're talking about being, you know, stronger than the brain for fighting, I'm thinking, I wonder what it is. And I, you know, I can't really do anything because this has put me in, you know, I live a life of poverty. You know, and speaking of which, this phone may go dead because I have a prepaid phone. But anyhow. When the minutes expire, it's the end of call. So, is there anything, I got turmeric and I've, you know, probably got, still got 4 pounds, but I just stopped taking it because, everything turns yellow, you know, my clothes.
Well, the color doesn't matter, the urine. But the important thing is, have you had a rectal exam?
Have not.
Well, I strongly recommend you see your family doc. Let him or her put a finger up and feel your prostate. It sounds to me as if you may well have benign prostatic hypertrophy. Now, you do not want to go near an average urologist. The average urologist sucks beyond belief. You want to find someone who does green laser. If you have a greatly enlarged prostate, you need green laser. Green laser is the most wonderful thing ever invented in urology, and the average urologist doesn't use it.
Is that the color green laser, like a pointer, a green laser?
Yeah, but it goes. They put a catheter in, or put a probe into the prostate, the bladder above the prostate. They actually dissolve the prostate. It's a phenomenal procedure compared to the old TUR.
Good, good, good. And the word is called green laser, right, Vince?
Yes, green laser. So don't even go near a urologist unless they use green laser.
Good, good, good. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for that encouragement because, you know, I needed to hear it from somebody who knows. And, you know, I've been wanting to go for the last, I think, 5 or 7 years, and I just haven't. You know, I mean, it's out of my budget to even get there. But anyhow, can I ask Vince a question too, Dr. Schilling? A few questions. I'm sorry to Dr. Schilling.
Go ahead.
Mr. Vince. One of the things that I've been wanting to ask Rich on, because he lives in cold country, is how do you get warm without, you know, what can I do to generate heat? Obviously, I'm not going to be burning propane. That ain't going to happen. But, you know, Rich has been busy on his agenda for a while, and it's like, I better not call him right now because he ain't taking calls. So
I'll tell you what.
Cold country, my feet are just like, ouch.
Well, that might be a medical question. Dr. Schilling, is that a circulatory issue?
It can be, but let's face it. Everything affects everything. Circulation, immune system, all are intertwined.
Lee, when you what is the temperature of your home when you feel cold?
Probably 40.
Well,
I think he's hyperthyroid.
I think we know what the, I know what the cause is.
Yeah.
Now, are you serious? It's 40.
Yes.
And you're in Ohio, right? Right now it's 29 degrees outside here in Missouri. It was, you know, an hour ago.
And a little bit, yeah, a little bit of, you know, electric. You know, I'm able to stay here with, you know, I don't have to pay anything, but I got free electricity, and that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I can't afford propane, that's for sure. But, you know, I mean, I'd love to, you know, install a wood burner, but that ain't going to happen right away. You know, it just isn't going to happen. I mean, there's different ways of generating heat, and I'm kind of thinking, because I heard you talk about that solar thing last week, and I thought, man, that's such a detailed answer. You got to have an answer. Hey, you can light a fire like this, you know, something.
I can give you some quick answers. One thing, if you have a fireplace and you just build a fire, you know, the way it was done in the 1700s and 1800s, you can have a net loss. You'll lose about 10% by running a fireplace. if you look at the whole house, let's say, you have a fireplace in one room, like, say, a living room,
and the rest
of the house is going to be really cold because air will come in, cold air will come in from the outside to feed the fire. So your house will have a net loss of about, you know, 10%. So that doesn't really work too well. So you need to have, if you're going to have a fire in the fireplace, you need to have a what's called a heat-o-lator or a Ben Franklin stove inside the an airtight stove, if you will. And that works pretty well. But you won't believe, if you try to heat your house with wood, how much wood you'll be using. We have, I'm trying to think, probably close to 40,000, 40,000 pounds of wood, dried and seasoned, at the ready to heat our house. Now, our house is really, really well insulated. So what I'm saying is, no matter how much wood you think you'll use to heat your house, it's way more than that. Way more. A pickup truck heaped up with dried hardwood might last a week. Might. So, oh yeah. Yeah, it's really easy to underestimate how much wood you're going to burn. Now, one of the most efficient heating systems would be natural gas or propane with a hang-on-the-wall type heater. You're going to get well over 99.0% efficiency. But you will have to have fresh air entering, you know, the house so that you don't poison yourself with carbon monoxide. So propane is pretty good. A heat pump is another good way. But heat pumps never really get you warm. They'll heat the house, the air, but you won't really feel warm with a heat pump. So what we do is we heat with wood, and all summer long we're looking for, you know, limbs that fall down. But we have 120 acres of trees that fall down on our farm. So half of our farm is woods and the other half is pasture. So we get literally free wood except for the cutting, splitting, and hauling. I don't know if Rich is going to have a better answer than that. He might. He has a wood stove in his kitchen. And it's a pretty expensive wood stove. It's built to last generations. And so what he does is he heats with his wood stove in his kitchen. He has a cabin. And it's mostly open space. And the kitchen downstairs has this wood stove in it. And he heats the whole cabin. And he uses it for cooking and he heats his hot water with it. So, but he burns a lot of wood too. So I don't know an answer other than that. You know, the easiest way to do it, of course, is with the thermostat. You just turn the thermostat to where you want it.
Yes.
And everything's good. You just have to pay for it. And we're not willing to do that. We're not willing to pay $400 a month for heating. We're not willing to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why we use an outdoor wood furnace. And it literally is a furnace.
Question?
Sure.
Mr. Vince, and seeing how you mentioned cars, I think I'd like to ask you a car question. The old Buick, say 92, 94, I don't really remember. Did they have an electrical problem in the ignition switch?
I don't know. You know, believe it or not, Buick is not something that I work on very often. But when you talk about an electrical ignition switch, what's the problem? What's it doing?
Like fire, smoke. Let's just say smoke, and I turned it off, disconnected the battery, and walked away about 10 years ago. Said, okay, something's wrong. You know, I mean, I noticed smoke. And I think it was, you know, the ignition switch was going to catch on fire. Or, you know, I started seeing smoke, and I just disconnected the battery.
That smoke is obviously, as you're describing it, is the insulation is burning. And the reason the insulation is burning is because there is too much current going through the wire. So could it be the ignition switch? I don't know. Could it be two wires that have too much current going through them? Yeah, it sure sounds like it to me. So it sounds like you're going to have to trace the wiring.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Noam Shuley's with us, and I just looked up a 1990 Buick LeSabre ignition switch, and the price is between roughly $9, and you can spend more than that. You can spend $35, $34 for it on the internet. There is a problem with it, that switch. It's a semi-common problem, and if you see smoke, it is generally too much current going through the wiring or across a connection, meaning a switch is arcing. So that could be very well the problem, and it's an easy, roughly easy fix to do. And you can find a video on, let's say YouTube, about how to replace your ignition switch. So you might want to do that. I wouldn't throw a car away just because a little smoke came out from under the dashboard. On Thursday, I'll be talking, when I talk about tips for my book, I have a few things written down in it about trailers and what's happening with, utility trailers and how the parts are from communist China and how they're substandard and problems that I've seen and how they're unsafe in many ways. And I'm going to be delineating exactly what I mean by that on Thursday. So, Dr. Shuley, we heard it during the news a couple segments ago that 60% of Americans are willing to trust the COVID-19 vaccine. And the government is telling us that, quote, all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine, end quote. That's the latest information from the Ministry of Propaganda.
If you trust the government, you're open to death. Period. Yeah. End report on anything.
Okay.
I don't trust the government to tell me the time of day.
Right. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. So there are people who are absolutely excited that there is a vaccine. They think it's a panacea. They believe that they're going to get the vaccine, then they go out and play, and everything's going to be just great. Do you think that's really the case, that this is
it
a panacea?
It is stupid, ignorant, and unwise.
Okay. I've been reading about people who actually come down with this. You know, some people say, oh, it was no big deal, it's just like the cold. Other people, the long haulers, L-O-N-G, H-A-U-L-E-R-S, meaning people who suffer with this virus for, you know, 6 months or a year or so, brain damage, organ failure, memory loss, even teeth falling out. Are you reading the same kinds of things, Dr. Shealy, teeth falling out as a result of COVID-19?
Yeah, but you can read anything you want or don't want.
Mm-hmm.
It's all W-H-I-A-L-E PCs.
So what we're saying is that it's almost impossible to believe anything. One of the things that actually I've recommended for our class, actually assigned homework, there was a television series during the 1960s, and it was called Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point. And it was about a squad of guys who, toward the end of World War II, were in their infantry, and they are in France toward the end of the war. And it shows their lives, and it shows the horrors of war. It shows the interpersonal conflicts. It shows heroism and cowardice. It shows everything you could possibly want to learn about war. And it's an anti-war series. Whether it was promoted as anti-war, it was anti-war. War is just crazy. You know, a bunch of guys going against a bunch of other guys with guns and rifles, pistols, shotguns, revolvers, cannons, mortars, hand grenades, bombs dropped aerial. It's just crazy. All because some egotistical heads of countries decide they want more. Well, there was something that was said, and I've assigned this as homework, required homework, because I believe it's that important. There's so many lessons in this series, Combat. One of the characters is Sergeant Saunders. He's just a sergeant of an infantry squad. And he says, scuttlebutt, don't believe scuttlebutt. Only believe what you see with your own two eyes, and then look twice. Well said. Very well said. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, before we go into a break?
No, I agree totally.
All right, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we've got Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Vince, and good morning, Dr. Shealy. I appreciate very much. I'm in the presence of two very wise souls, and I very much appreciate your articulateness for the basics of good physical health of our bodies. But also, I appreciate you, Vince, because you're challenging us to be on the leading edge of life and be alive and well and happy and productive. And if people would really, really appreciate that your challenges. I appreciate your challenges. And I understand your frustration of trying to stir people up there locally, because I'm from Southern Missouri originally, and I tried to stir people in a good way when I was there, and I found very little receptivity. And it's because it seemed like people were very comfortably numb. The ordeal that I went through, I think we're here in the perfect time, actually, to wake up to the depths of who we really are as soul beings, and to encourage others to do the same. And for your listeners, I shared with you before, and by the way, it's been a while since I've been able to listen to your show, because what I've been through in the last year and a half, it's just ridiculous, but it's all for a purpose. And so now, recently I was able to tap back in to be able to listen to your show. And so what we're facing, it seems, is that this is authoritarianism in our face. But we are the author of our lives, and we need to take back the power of our soul, the integrity of our soul. And they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us. And by the way, earlier this summer, I actually caught this coronavirus, whatever. I call it the COVID ghost. And I wasn't afraid of death. I didn't, you know, but I did, but I was in very good health, but I ended up getting viral pneumonia, and it was solved pretty quick. My sense of it is they're just using this as a scare tactic, and they're beating the drum. This is psychological warfare. This is actually soul warfare, and they're putting people in a state of, they're confounding and confusing people. What's the reference here? The standard seems to change every other week. I mean, we've got some very intelligent people in science and medical, like Dr. Seeley, and it's just, there's many people that are trying to speak up about the truth, about what's really going on, but yet we the people have given over our media to a group of the enemy. They're censoring us, and they're misleading us, they're misinforming us, but they sure do beat the heck out of that drum to scare people. And I'm sensitive to this because of what happened to me when I was just turned 21, where I lost my family. It was a drama, trauma, and tragedy, I reached out to try to get support, and I had little support, if any, at all. And now, look what's happening. The thing that happened to me when I was younger is now happening. You know what's happening, you know, to me on a micro scale is now happening to all of us on a macro scale. Our families are being destroyed. The enemy is at the gate. And they are not yet in our face. They are not yet using direct force, because they're trying to psychologically hypnotize, mass hypnosis. That's what's going on here. And just so that your listeners also, I think I shared with you, Vincent, and also Dr. Seeley, about my great-great-grandfather having served in the Civil War. He was drafted by Pennsylvania, and I'm not from here, but I'm from Missouri. He ended up out in the Midwest after the war, but anyway, he was a prisoner of war down in Georgia, one of the worst prisons of the Civil War.
Andersonville, right? Yeah,
that's correct. And he survived 11 months there. He went through hell. He survived hell. So the thing is, what's going on? I'm telling you what's going on. And see, out of the blue, this is 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, where something said, look up your family. And I was able, you know, before I wasn't able to do all that years ago, because we didn't have the internet and it was difficult. But in 4 days, I found out so much about my family history, and it was very encouraging. just found that out. But I think there we do have a soul, and I do believe in past lives, Vincent. I know there's several there that they're so deep in the religion they can't. They're not into spirituality. They seems like they're in a religion thing, and they want to argue with you about things. But I do, and I know Dr. Steele embraces the idea that we've been here before, and many of us have been here before. And so it's time for us to wake up and stand up and say no to the evil that's going on. And there is evil, and they want to kill us. They want to kill us.
Mark,
people
I've got a question for you.
Sure, sure.
Let me ask Dr. Shealy this first. Dr. Shealy, do you remember being in the studio with me and a couple of the guys? The ladies were downstairs cooking, and it was one of the holidays many years ago. And you mentioned past life regression, and I said, wow, I'm really interested in that. I don't know anything about it. I don't know much about it, but I sure would like to hear more about it. And then one of the guys who was with us was a religious zealot, and he just threw up his arms and just left in frustration with us. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I find it humorous.
Well, I lost that friend. I mean, right then and there, that was it, and it was never fixed. And it was because I said, I don't know much about it. I'd like to learn more about it. As simple as that, boom. It was like I, what I said was sacrilegious. And, so that, and this guy was, he was an infantryman. He was in the military, and I loved him dearly, but boy, there was a great divide at that very second. I wanted to mention that. And, Mark, can you share with us what happened to you as a result of COVID-19, you contracted it. What was it like? You'll be the very first person on the air who's told us what it was like. First person.
Well, basically, what happened at first was I got hold on a second. I'm sorry. I started getting headaches, and I do not get headaches. Okay. And by the way, for people to know, I rarely ever take an aspirin. I don't take drugs to heal. I try to keep my body in good shape and good eat good diet. And I learned so much from Dr. Shealy and from you, Vincent, on that matter. But I started getting headaches. And they were severe. And then I lost my appetite. And I was like, what's going on with this? Okay. And several days later, it kind of lifted, and I thought it was okay. Then the next day, three to 4 days later, then it hit me again. And I lost my appetite. And my energy was starting to go down. And then about a week later that I mean, this stuff took me to my knees. I mean, where I didn't have any energy, and I was dizzy. I had major dizziness, and then that's when they sent me to the hospital, and then they tested me, and they said, well, yeah, you got the COVID. I was like, okay, well, what is this? And then they told me it was viral pneumonia because my lungs had filled up. Now, I had had pneumonia when I was a kid, maybe 3 or 4 years old, and but since then I've rarely ever gotten sick at all, not even the flu. Okay, so then I was in the hospital, and they gave me something called LGG, and after I forgot what it actually is, LGG, and then there's an LGM. They gave me that to me intravenously for a couple of days. It was a drip. And then I started feeling better. And then my appetite started coming back. I was in the hospital for about 8 days. And then by the way, I was asking all along about this process and how it worked and what we're going to do next. And nobody could tell me. It was a mystery. Okay. So then when I was about to leave the hospital and they were going to send me to this quarantine, which was at an elderly care facility, which I'm not elderly, but So I asked them, I said, well, what about the test? Now, they had given me the test when I went to the hospital. So now I'm about to leave the hospital. I said, okay, what about the test? And they go, what test? I go, what test? The test. And they wouldn't test me. I said, oh, they said, no, you know, you don't need to be tested. You'll be okay. All you got to do is quarantine for 2 weeks. You'll be okay. So now I went to quarantine. And what I was still experiencing was dizziness, slight dizziness, while I was in quarantine. So then and the other thing is, we couldn't go outside, we couldn't go for walks. We were sequestered. I could walk down the hall, and which I tried to do as much as I could, but and again, asking about the process and how this works and what's going to happen next, nobody knew. The doctors didn't know. Nobody knew. It's a mystery. So then, before I left that facility, I was there about 2.5 weeks. Then they were going to discharge me, and I said, well, and before they discharged me, they didn't even ask me how I felt, and I was like, well, okay. I said, I'm wondering why you're not, why you're not asking me how I feel, because I still have dizziness. You should be okay. Plus, your insurance won't cover your. No, I ask about the test. I said, well, what about the test? And then she goes, well, what test? This is a social worker. I said, what test? I said, the test. Are you going to retest me? Oh, no, you don't need that. Plus, your insurance company won't pay for it. Oh, okay. So it ended up that, being discharged. And then a few days, and I still had slight dizziness. Now, I figured it was because I'd been bedridden for almost 5 weeks total, because prior to it, I was kind of bedridden because I wasn't feeling well, because my energy was low, but yet I wasn't having the extreme dizziness. So anyway, so then I still had slight dizziness, and then I got a major case of dizziness, and I thought it would lift. It's like the dizziness you get when you fly in a plane. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, okay, we're going into a break. And when you're done, I'd love to hear Dr. Sheely's comments. And then we've got Robert in Kansas, who has been on hold for 13 minutes, 14
okay, sure,
seconds.
Sure.
Okay, so let's get Dr. Sheely's comments. Finish up with what your symptoms, and then let's get Dr. Sheely's comments. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we've all heard secondhand of people who have had COVID-19, and we've heard, oh, it's just like the flu or a common cold. This does not sound anything like the common cold. We're talking about hospitalization. And, Mark, if you could wrap this up, I'd appreciate it. And we've got, I'd like to hear Dr. Shealy's comments, then Robert in Kansas.
Sure thing. I know we're short on time. So basically, I did have heavy duty dizziness for, like you have if you take an air flight and you've got like congestion in your head and you yawn or you hold your nose and you try to blow out to clear it. And I had not been in a flight. So I was wondering, well, why is that happening? So, I thought, well, this will pass. Well, 5 days later, it was still with me, and it was heavy duty because when I get up out of bed, I mean, the room would spin for like a minute. And, so then I went to the emergency room of the VA, and, they couldn't figure it out. They did several tests, and then they said that I had to be referred to the ear, nose, and throat specialist. Now, here's what's going on with the VA system. They've shut down the VA because if you don't have COVID, it's a long waiting list to get anything attended to unless it's an emergency. So, I was supposed to have been referred to the ear, nose, and throat specialist. It turns out that my primary care group did not ever call me back because the only way you can reach them now, you can't really go in there, to the VA. But anyway, so I had no support. And so then I reached out to the Philadelphia Health Department to find out from them about, you know, being tested and why I wasn't retested. And the thing is, here's my take on this. There is some validity to this coronavirus, but I think it's an extreme flu. Okay, but if persons have pre-existing conditions, which takes down their immunity and their ability to their resiliency to respond and you know in health, it could hurt them to the point it could kill them.
Let's hear Dr. Shealy's comments. Dr. Shealy?
It reminds me of why I wrote a book, Third Party Rape. Mm-hmm. Medical insurance industry is part of the evil empire. The entire system sucks. That's my major comment.
Yeah.
Dr. Well, Dr. Shealy, IgG IV drip that he got is immune globulin intravenous. So yeah. Are we using blood products to treat COVID-19? It sounds like that's what we're doing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, nothing's as good as vitamin C IV, but then the system doesn't use it.
Okay, I can tell you that vitamin C IV that I received at Dr. Shealy's, the Myers cocktail, is beyond unbelievable. So if you need an immune system boost, class, that's where it's at. That's my firsthand experience. Mark, would you please call in again? I was so concerned about you for months. I'm so glad you called in, and it sounds like you are on the mend.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. One thing I'd like to say is we've heard about the military-industrial complex. Well, I'll tell you who's doing this stuff. It's Big Pharma. It's the medical-industrial complex. That's who's coming at us. And Dr. Shealy, I'm sure he would acknowledge that and affirm that, because that's what's going on.
That's certified rape.
Yeah. So, and on that note, Vincent, I would like to, I misplaced your number because I had to change to another phone. I'd like to be able to talk to you. I can leave my number with the board op, and if you can.
Do me this favor. Just send me an email with your phone number, instructor@usapreparers.com.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, Vincent.
Instructor@usapreparers.com. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Robert in Kansas, I appreciate you holding. And for so long. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Shealy. I hope that Mark definitely take off the mask, check his B vitamin levels, magnesium, hydration. Dr. Shealy talks about these things. And then move around, you know, sweat out those toxins, stuff like that, because, you know, I feel bad for him, but I think he's going to be okay. He sounds good. I wanted to get to what I think the coronavirus COVID-19 is, Vince. It's four parts. They're real short. If you let me get to all four of them, you'll know what I'm talking about. So they're just one-liners. So COVID-19 is totally fake. Coronavirus is just a common cold. Number three, they're testing for antibodies and exomes for coronavirus. And number four is this is all nonsense to destroy the American economy. And so that's what I think is really going on. Of course, there's sicknesses, and we've always had these things. I'm not trying to downplay anybody's experience or tell them what they went through. But it is I don't believe it's what they're telling us it is. And it's all a psychological game.
Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Total agreement.
Robert, I really appreciate your call, but my question is, how do you explain Mark the Sparks in Pennsylvania? How do you explain his reaction, loss of appetite, loss of energy, dizziness, viral pneumonia for 5 weeks? How do you explain that if this is not real? And I think that what we believe here at USA Prepares is this is a real virus. It's debilitating, but it's being manipulated to against us and to take down the economy. Thank you so much for your call. Dr. Shealy, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were saying, until I called Federal Tax Management, you could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.